questions, please?
Must be very proud of that, Ian.
Yeah, I thought it was a big effort, to be fair, for our boys. We spoke all week about kind of what we wanted to do here and let people know what kind of team we are and put our best foot forward, really. I thought straight from the kickoff we started real well, but then I thought that next 20 minutes, I thought Wigan kind of edged that a little bit. But then we got back into the game as well, we're showing our character in that. I just think that little bit of that energy battle, Wigan won that in the second half, to be fair. And people talk about that big game experience as well. People like Sam Tompkins, I thought he turned up massively today for Wigan, to be fair. But proud of the effort and proud of the boys there, to be fair.
Were you fearing the worst a little bit after that first 20 minutes? Because they were on a real roll, weren't they, Wigan?
Honestly, I'm really confident in our group, me, and what we can do as a team. And yet it worries me that the other teams get a quick start on us and stuff, but I don't worry that we won't be able to come back. I know how good we can be with ball in hand and stuff like that, and we talk all the time about backing our defences and making sure we're defensively strong. And at times today we were good there, we fell off in little areas, and them small areas in big games, that's what catches you. And I think that's what we need to learn going forward as well. And then obviously when the other flip side of it is control your ball when you get it. I mean, I think we only had 3, maybe 4 good ball opportunities in the second half, but that's probably cup final football, semi-final football, that, and that's something that we need to learn. But like I say, I've just said to the boys there, we will learn from it because we're a good group like that, and we will be back here as well. What we have to do is show people that mentality.
Obviously it's the end of your hopes of winning the cup. Are you trying to get the message into the group that it could just be the start, really, and this could be a regular thing for years to come?
Oh yeah, they know it's the start. We've spoke about being on a kind of a journey for a while now, as a group, really, and as a club, and where we want to be, and this is where we want to be in big games and be competitive and stuff like that. And we'll learn once we get there, and then we'll show. So now we've got the Super 8s as well, so people say, oh, is he going to find it tough to pick the boys up from this now? But I think the Super 8s will help that, because if you win your games, you then maybe a semi-final to go to a grand final as well, and then we can show people what lessons we've learned from today, to be fair. But big effort, like I say.
Ian, is off the field as encouraging today as well, when you see all those supporters and the atmosphere that they're creating?
Yeah, I thought they were great. I thought they were outstanding straight from the beginning, the singing, and they were drowning out Wigan at times as well, which was really good. I don't know where you've been to games before, and you've had a real equal share of kind of the ground, really, in terms of spectators. It was good to see, and hopefully them supporters will come and support us all the time.
Well, you must have been delighted with Tyrone McArthur's impact. He had a real big game, didn't he?
Yeah, outstanding, mate. I knew what Tyke was about. Somebody asked me the other day, and I said he's a bigger signing for us, as what is Manu, to be fair, because of just what stuff he does for you and what people don't see, to be fair. And I like players like that who are going to graft and they're going to keep turning up and consistently do the right things. But he's a big game player, Tyke. He's experienced before, he's played at Wembley as well, so he knows what it takes. And the more guys we have of that in our group, the better we'll be. So people like Lee Mossop, when they come back, Flash, when he comes back as well, them guys, once they're in, they're playing regular and they're playing with the rest of the guys we've got now, we'll be good, mate. We'll be a good team.
We'll see more from Manu as the games go on, because it must have been difficult for him being thrown in a semi-final,
yeah,
just after coming off the plane from New Zealand.
We knew he was going to fatigue towards the back end of the game, because you could see it there, our left edge. He started pumping our left edge a little bit later on and trying to make him do repeat efforts, and then he was just falling behind and falling off the pace a little bit. But you expect that. He's been playing, he's not been playing first team over there for a while, so to come into a game like that, and to be fair, to stand up how he did stand up, I thought he stood up really well for us and gave us a little bit of a different dimension than what we've had before. So look, things are bleak now and upsetting because you lose now, but really going forward we should be kind of proud of what we've done and be looking towards these Super 8s with confidence, really.
Todd Carney had the opportunity to sort of lead him around with Rob Lewis not playing out. How did you think he went?
Oh, mate, I thought he did good. All week, mate, he was a different mentality. He was outstanding, to be fair. His kind of his talk and his leadership with the boys as well. He's experienced these big games as well. And he's really stepped up for us this week, to be fair. Obviously, with having Rob Lewis out, he's come in and he's made it pretty seamlessly, really, to be fair. So that's good for us as a team and a group.
How long do you expect to be without Rob for?
Oh, Rob very nearly played today, yeah, so he was a very last minute, mate, to be fair. We was told at the beginning of the week it might be 6 months, so we was all like, yeah, so we was all panicking. And then when we got him out training on Thursday, we was all like, oh, we might get him back here, but it was probably just a few days too early for him.
Any other questions?
The fullback headache is going to continue, because I didn't think Nailevels put wrong today, and that tackle was tremendous, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, the one on the Burgess, Niall's been good for us all season, to be fair. Whenever we've asked him to be called upon, like I say, Gaz O'Brien has, Gaz had a little bit of dip of the form, and then Niles come in and took his opportunity. But that's what you want, and that's what you want in good squads. You want competition for places, and some more of that we get, the better.
Any other questions?
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Thanks, cheers.